Funding renegotiations between the state and federal governments will see the next stage of the Sunshine Coast Stadium upgrade begin. Under the Games Venue Infrastructure Program, both governments will work together to deliver 17 new and upgraded venues across the state, including the construction of two new grandstands at Sunshine Coast Stadium to increase the venue's capacity up to 10,000 people. The Daniel Morcombe Foundation says there needs to be action, not just talk, after the state government's probe into the child safety system is finished. The Sunshine Coast-based child safety charity says any recommendations handed down at the end of the 17-month commission of inquiry need to be rolled out for kids to be better protected. With co-founder Bruce Morcombe saying it's a great opportunity to fix communication between agencies and states.
There's a lot of red flags that have crossover. So there are other situations within the family dynamics that perhaps point to it without specifically identifying that kid's in trouble. And what I'm talking about is a family that might have drug and alcohol issues, mental health, domestic violence.
The number of perinatal mental health beds across the state is being doubled. The new beds will be delivered to support rapidly growing areas, including 8 new beds for the Sunshine Coast. The mother-baby beds are to ensure that locals have access to specialist care during the perinatal period between conception and 12 months postpartum without having to drive to Brisbane. A reminder to join the fight against a bin tax from a story we touched on earlier this week. The peak body for Queensland councils has now employed the help of an AI bin chicken to ramp up its fight against the government's tax. Chucky has joined the Sunshine Coast and Noosa councils in slamming the government's decision to axe a 100% rebate, which protected households from the bill of putting rubbish in local landfill. CEO Alison Smith says the move means ratepayers will either have to pay more or miss out on council services.
From the 1st of July, the cost to councils will be about $30 million. So for some councils, that's an extra $1 million plus that they're going to have to find. And then under the current trajectory, that will start to increase each financial year.